Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening, everyone. Another night. I think it's another Friday night, so we're going to have a great show as we do every Friday night. Our shows on Friday seem to be, like, awesome. And I'm excited because of everything that's going on, everybody that's working with us to help us become successful with our IPO. We're selling stock in our company at only $1 per share, and people from all across the country are purchasing our stock right now. And literally, I'm in the Lone Star State. I'm here in the state of Texas. And for the last, earlier this week, I was in Dallas, Texas. I'm going to say Dallas because a lot of people know where that is. But actually, I was in Plano, Texas, which is slightly outside of Dallas, about 20 minutes or so from Dallas. And in Plano, the reason why I was there was because we were working to get the stock certificates out to this vast amount of stockholders that we have. And next week we're going to be working on putting out a whole nother group of stock certificates and everything like that. And I'm super excited about that, that we've had stock certificates go out all over right now. And I'm just like really, really excited. So now I'm in Houston, Texas, and Texas is a long ways from Dallas. And the reason why I'm in Houston is because in this last quarter, we've launched three new TV stations, one in Jacksonville, Florida, one in Columbus, Ohio, and another one here in Houston, Texas. And we're going to open our first office here in Houston, our first sales office to sell advertising on our television station that we have here in Houston. And so I am absolutely excited. I'm absolutely just feeling grand and feeling good and just feeling blessed to be in this position. And so before I go any further, I certainly want to introduce our producer tonight and our co-host of the show, the Sharifa. How are you tonight? How are you feeling? What's going on in the world of Sharifa?
I am excited. You mentioned it earlier, but it's Friday, and Friday definitely has a different energy. Our shows on Friday are different, so I know this show tonight, this show is going to be a special show. It is.
This is going to be a special show because I know we have a superstar celebrity guest on the line.
Yes, we
and
do.
And it seems like our guest keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the person we have on the line tonight is of one of the most famous groups in American R&B. She's with one of the most. She's been a part of that. I'm really happy that she is in the Punch Bowl tonight, and we're going to be letting you know who she is in a few moments. Sharifa, how do you feel about all these stock certificates that we had going out today? Today they actually hit the mail, and they're on their way to people. what do you think about that?
I think that it's something that a lot of stockholders have been really waiting for, you know, because they get their receipts and they get their subscription agreement instantly when they place their order. So, you know, it's kind of like waiting for a present for your birthday or waiting for a holiday. Is there's this sense of anticipation and excitement because you know you're going to receive it. So for thousands of people to actually receive their stock certificates in their little hands, I think it's going to be huge because I know people have been calling me, emailing me, texting me. I think some people sent some carrier pigeons over, but people want to know you know, when they're going to receive their stock certificate. So I think this is huge.
Yeah, I know, and I think it's huge too. And of course, I get it every day. When am I going to get my stock? Because people don't really realize that what happens with the stock certificate is that the stock certificates are what's now called as monetized. And what that means is that when you get ready to cash in your stock certificate, it's available for you to cash in. It's available for you to utilize. And so what's going to happen is after we do our shareholders meeting, our shareholders will be able to deposit their stock certificates into their broker-dealer account. And then all of a sudden, whatever the stock is trading for on that day, that amount of money is going to show up in their broker-dealer's account. So if the stock is trading for, we're selling the stock right now at $1 a share, and so I'm giving you a very hypothetical kind of thing. So I don't want anybody to go out and say, the CEO said this is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Even though, you know, I do believe in that. But in this particular case, you know, if the stock, if the shareholders agree and we all come together, you know, we could literally have a stock that opens at $50 a share or thereby or more. You know, I'm certainly pushing for more. But just imagine if you invested your dollar and now each one of the dollars that you invested is worth $50. That's not a bad return. Actually, if each dollar brings you back another dollar, let's say you invested your dollar and your dollar brings you $2 back, let's say it goes up to $2 a share, you actually have already won. But certainly because we intend to apply to have our stock traded on the NASDAQ, and because we intend to apply that, we certainly want the stock to open way above $10 or $20 and $30 a share, $50, $100, $1,000 a share. We certainly intend for the stock to open up as high as we can possibly get the stock to open when we begin trading on Wall Street. And begin trading on Wall Street is the next step. But right now we're in the IPO phase, so people can purchase the stock for $1 a share. And once we begin trading, this is going to be completely and totally awesome. And I'm getting excited right now. I'm getting excited because people are just investing like crazy, and I'm loving it. And it is really exciting to see people embrace our idea and really give us at Punch TV Studios a chance to do some magnificent things in the world of media. And I say media, not just television, because even though we say Punch TV Studios and it's TV, of course, but we're more of a media company. We intend to develop digital animation movies. We intend to develop web and electronic properties. We intend to develop television shows. We intend to license those shows all over the world. And we intend to generate $1 billion a year in annual revenue by year three after we close out the IPO. So these are things that we're doing, and we're certainly going to explore media. We're certainly going to explore digital platforms. We certainly are going to explore being an all-around media company. And I just think it's great. I think it's awesome. I think it's phenomenal, and I am thankful to everyone who is investing in the Punch TV Studios movement. So I got a call today, and I got a call today from a guy who he always wanted to be a part of an IPO. Can you believe that? And
yes,
he called today saying that he said, Mr. Collins, I've always wanted to be a part of an IPO. I have been hearing about it for years and years and years. And he says, and I'm 62 years old, And now I get to be a part of an IPO. And it's something that I've been wanting to do forever. And I was thinking, wow, how amazing is that? How wonderful is that? In essence, he's saying, I can strike that off my bucket list of things that I've always wanted to do in my life, because I've seen the wealth that's generated because people are involved in stock and because people are involved in get a chance to be a part of an IPO. And I've seen the wealth that's generated, and I've always wanted to be a part of that, even just a small part. And he says, listen, I can only invest $800, but I'm just excited just to be able to do that, and I wish I could do more. And I said, cool, that's fine. Just the $800 you're investing is great. We're going to take that, and we're going to work with that, and we're going to do some phenomenal things with that. And certainly invested $800 today, and I actually walked them this one because they got me directly on the phone. I actually walked them through the investment and everything, and he was just so excited. I mean, just excited beyond excitement just to be a part of it. And I said, well, how did you hear about this opportunity to invest? He says, oh, my friend told me about it, and when I heard about it, I went online, I did my little investigation, and guess what? I had to be a part of this. This is something I've always wanted to do. And I'm glad that we are being used as a catalyst to help people carry out their dreams. And we're going to help filmmakers carry out their dreams. And we're going to build a phenomenal media company. And I'm just excited. I'm beyond excited. And I hope you guys have been listening to the radio show. And I rarely do what I'm about to do right now, but I want to tell you, you've got to listen to yesterday's radio show. What was the date on yesterday? What was yesterday's date?
The 8th, December 8th.
The 8th. You've got to go to our blogtalkradio.com, /PunchTVStudios, and you've got to listen to that show specifically as it gets towards the end of the show. That show was absolutely magical and amazing. That show is, I would think, if you want to really get the gist and the idea of what the IPO is, what this is about, and how we're doing it, you certainly have to listen to that particular show. So we're going to take a quick break. I think we are ready for a quick break. And then we have a phenomenal guest who's going to be with us for a good portion of today's show, hopefully. And I'm just excited to talk to her. She's come from one of the most famous groups. She is so cute. I'm just telling you she's cute. I'm just telling you. And she's one of the most famous singing groups in R&B. And we're going to have her on in just a few moments, right after these important words.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, I do. I'm the booking in right now about this show. This is going to be one of my all-time favorite shows.
Really? Why is that? Why is that? Why is that?
Because it just is. When you've watched someone all your life and then you actually get to speak to them, that is huge.
Let me just ask you this question. Did you speak to them in the ladies' room? Where did you speak to them at? Did you have a meeting in the ladies' room? Is that where you guys used to go?
Yeah, you know, we had to have a meeting in the ladies' room.
In the ladies' room. You have to have a meeting.
Yes.
I wonder why would you meet in the ladies' room? Do women really
so we can
meet
talk about you guys, I think.
Is that what happens in the ladies' room?
That's just my impression. I think we should ask somebody who really knows, though. See, I don't know.
Who would really know what happens in the ladies' room?
I think Cheryl Cooley of Climax would know about what happens in the meeting in the ladies' room.
Cheryl, what happens in the ladies' room?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Ooh, see, that's why I couldn't tell it. You have to ask.
I want to know. I really want to know what happened. And you know what I don't get, and I'm just gonna be honest, because I'm all guy, you know, I'm all guy. I don't know why women go to the restroom together. You know what I mean? It's like, hey girl, I'm going to the restroom. You want to go? that's not something that guys typically would do. He'd be like, hey dude, I'm going to the restroom. You want to go? Dude, what's up with you? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to the restroom.
I never thought of it like that. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't mean no harm. I'm just really just saying, you know. So what happens when women meet in the ladies' room? I want to know that now. I'll just
Well, you know, it kind of depends on the situation, too. You know, like where you are, what event is happening, if, you know, the topic conversation. You know, some guy you might be scoping out and somebody else might know something about him. There's all kinds of conversations that can happen. You know, they could even be talking about the show changing the conversation. You never know what may be happening.
That's too much information. I was just looking for a little simple answer, something that I could grasp. That was just, like, too much. That wasn't even, like, one answer. That was just, like 10 answers in one. I was like, God, duh, See, that's why men are from Mars and women are from Venus, because that was like a big answer. And she didn't even breathe. Did you see her give that answer? It didn't even breathe. She's just like,
it was scripted. Like she was preparing that answer before she called in. If they ask me, I'm going to tell them.
Of course.
So I just have to know. This is like one of those things that I've spent years trying to answer. He asked his question. I want to know, how did you come up with that song? How did you come up with the whole idea behind Meet It in the Ladies Room? That's like, even today we say that.
Let me tell you what's so bad. Let me tell you what's so bad about that song. Let me tell you what's so bad about that song. I'm a guy. I'm all guy. I mean, really, I'm all guy. I mean, you're never going to, I'm like a guy. I'm just like a guy. Right? But I'll find myself singing that song. I got a meeting in the ladies' room. I'll be back real soon. And I know damn well I ain't going in the ladies' room. I know that. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Is that your song, Mr. Collins?
It's one of my songs. You know, it's one of those songs that's like, it's just right up there with like Michael Jackson's song. You know what I mean?
Aww.
I remember the time when we fell in love. I remember the time when we first met. And then you just go right
in
there.
It's Friday. I can feel it in the air.
In the ladies' room. Being back in here soon.
Okay, let's not have you sing the song,
I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm.
Well,
that's one of those songs. Once you get it in your head, you can't even get it out. You know, it's like once you're singing that song, it takes like 4 days to get that song out your head. You'd be like, 4 days later, I got a meeting in the ladies' room. You're like, dude, what you doing? I'm going to the ladies' room.
Okay. But no, but
okay,
I'm gonna stop. That song really, the song just really became a catchphrase. Like just when
it
you
is,
when you
right?
are out with your girls, and you just
right.
want to tell them something. You want to tell her
right.
what she has on doesn't match,
exactly.
or you gotta tell her about the guy that she's with, or you gotta
right.
tell her about the guy you're with just did something that you like, girl. We're gonna have a meeting in the ladies' room, and it just that's just what you say. I mean, it's
that's
like,
what you say.
You do. So, I mean, but what made you guys or your group, I mean, because it's an all-girl group, so we're going to talk a little bit about that too, but to just come to create a song from that phrase, because we all do it, but to make a song from it, I'm, like, curious.
Well, it's interesting because the song was actually written by Midnight Star, you know, the band that
okay.
does Freakazoid, you know. So what happened is that they were on the same record label that Climax was on, which was Solar Records at the time.
Dick
so
Griffey.
One of the girls from Climax saw one of the guys from Midnight Star, and she was all excited to see him and ran over and hugged and kissed him, and his girlfriend was upset that some woman she didn't know was hugging and kissing on her man. So he
mm-hmm.
left in a huff and went to the ladies' room. And he thought, that's a great idea for a song. So they wrote the song, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, specifically for Climax.
Wow.
Okay, so can we, no meetings, no meetings,
Sharifa.
Nowhere. No,
Sharifa.
No way.
Me and you, we're going to start going out now so that we can... make somebody jealous
trouble.
So we can get
uh-huh.
us a hit song. We need a hit song. If all I got to do is go to the
we need to write
a
bestseller.
We need to write a bestseller.
But that's just like the song, our other song, The Men All Pause. You know, when you walk into the room,
yes.
it's the same thing. You talk about you know, your experiences. Even though The Men All Pause was kind of take off, or one of the girls would say, oh, I think I'm having a hot flash. I think I'm going into menopause. But we were too young, so it was like you couldn't sing about menopause, so we had to change it to The Men All Pause.
Wow. I thought it's like you walk in and you always have that pause when you walk in. You got to just stop
right.
to make sure everybody is looking.
Right, exactly. Okay,
so which one is your favorite? Which one is your favorite?
Well, actually, my favorite is one that wasn't so popular called Divas Need Love Too. That's my favorite Climax song. But out of the two, out of Meeting in the Ladies' Room and Men All Pause, I like Men All Pause the best.
Wow. Do you get tired of meeting in the ladies' room? Like, I'm sure everybody,
no.
even now, you know, okay.
No.
Wow.
I don't get
okay,
tired of playing it. You know, I might get tired of hearing, you know, the CD over and over again, but I don't get tired of playing it. It's, you know, it's fun.
Okay.
Now
can
you
we
guys
get a few lines. Wait. I just got to get a few lines of this song. Like, can you just sing us a little bit of either one, any of them?
Did I just sing you Meeting in the Ladies' Room? You want me to sing again? Listen, I'm not like the best singer in the world, but if you just need me to sing, I'll go ahead and.
Go ahead. Well, first of all, you're supposed to say, oh.
No, I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let the pro fresher nose do it. That's not what I do. Now that I got a request to sing, you know, now I'm nervous.
Oh, man.
You know, she might not have been talking to me. She might have really been talking to you. I just assumed she was talking to me.
Oh, take the backdoor attitude. Oh, okay, you know, yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know, but I think you better watch your man. I mean, that starts the song out right there. Girl, he's doing it like nobody else can. Now, what does that really say? You know? And then if you want to be sure, you best go powder your nose because you have to go into the ladies' room and find out what are they saying about your man.
Oh.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing.
There's a lot to go on down there. There's a lot that goes on down there.
Right.
Now, you guys actually performed at the Punch TV Studios. I want to say it was either an upfront or the shareholders.
It was the upfront. No, it was
the upfront.
Yep. The upfront,
right?
University City.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys were awesome for the parts that I could see. It was so much going on. I didn't get a chance to really enjoy your part. I got a chance to see, but it was so much going on at the stockholders meeting and at the upfront.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see, but I know you guys were there, and I know you guys did an awesome job. People were talking about that for like a year later. You know, it's like, y'all had climax at the
It was one of the best performances of the night. I mean, even just being able to see you perform in person,
right,
I was like,
right,
wow, this is where I want to be. Before, when Mr. Collins was like, come help me, I said no. And then I saw Climax perform, and I was like, okay, what do you need me to do? I am here. Like, do you know Climax? Like, I'll sign up for this job.
Well, thank you.
You really have real fans here. You have real fans. Yeah, you have real fans.
So what are you
working on now? I have, like, you're going to be on here on the whole show, okay? This is going to be the climax hour, okay? So don't think you're going to get off this phone anytime soon, girl. I'm just going to tell you right now. We're going to do this right now. We're going to do this. Oh, girl.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Girl,
don't
you know, got you. You done made my blood pressure rise now, girl. Don't be talking like that, shoot, on Friday too.
Oh my.
Do I need to be alone? Should I leave?
This is Friday night, girl. She wanna be with me on Friday night. Woo.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
It's Friday. That's why I scheduled it for the Friday show, because I knew, I was like, you know what, we're gonna have some fun on Friday. We get the weekend off. Mr. Collins actually gives me 2 days, two consecutive days off. Then we'll get me back on Monday. Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
So I know this show is going
to
be fun.
We're going to have to fix that. We need, but we'll get, that's another story like that. So. Oh my God!
We have fun.
This is really great. This is really, really great. Go ahead.
I said, as you can see, I love to laugh. So let's have fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. So do I. So now, you have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
What is it that has made you stay doing it? Because I know you guys have had some real ups and downs and some real challenges, but what is it that made you like, this is, I have to stick with this instead of just throwing it away? Like, you know, okay, this is over. Because you guys are still performing a lot of different places. And what made you, what is that like? What is that journey like, really?
Well, first of all, music is my passion. You know, playing guitar is my passion. No matter what someone may do to try to squash their passion, it's going to show up some kind of way. So that's really what happened for me. I mean, there was a point in time where, you know, Climax had dissolved, and I became an electrician. But
you don't want no electrician in the ladies' room. I'm telling you right now, she's going to shock the hell out of everybody. Be like, girl, are you going to mess with my man here?
Music was just there. It was not going to leave. So, you know, as life, as fate would have it, it turned me back around to performing Climax music again.
Wow. So your passion is really what kept it going. And you're the leader of the Climax, am I right? You're the leader.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this is your heart and soul.
For
what you're doing.
Yeah, for the time that Climax was dormant and I had become an electrician, I did it for a number of years, and then I got laid off from my electrical job, and one day
I don't know, I had a daymare, a nightmare, whatever you want to call it, and I had seen myself kind of, you know, on my last days of life and asked myself, if you had given music one more try, what would have happened? And so that just kind of woke me up to spark to get back into it. And the, you know, the audience and the fans, they've been so embracing and encouraging for me to continue it. I mean, I've been doing it, you know, rekindling it and redoing it for like the past 13 years now.
Yeah. But what is the journey like for you?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many chapters to it. There's, of course, there's a lot of downs, but there's more ups than downs. The gratification of just playing for an audience that wants to see your talent displayed on the stage, I mean, that is just embracing, and there's just so much love out there for the music, for the entity of Climax, the all-female band. I mean, Climax is, as of today, the only all-female self-contained R&B band out there that has charted on Billboard. There hasn't been any other.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, the fans still want to hear the music and see the act. You know, that we're developing new audiences and new fans. We're going to new areas that maybe we didn't hit back in the 80s. And, I mean, there's just so much love for the music out there. That's really what keeps me going.
Right. Wow.
Didn't you just have a performance out here in L.A.? I think it was like a rather large one. I saw some ads everywhere for Climax performing in Los Angeles maybe a week or so ago.
Right. We played in Anaheim, California at the Honda Center.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that was last Friday. Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I know I saw some signs.
Yeah, I didn't even get a ticket.
This is not about you.
I didn't say it was about me. I said I didn't get a ticket. I didn't even get a ticket. I'm just saying.
You in Texas, if you was here, then maybe you would have got a ticket.
But that's irrelevant to the point. I might not have went to Texas if I knew I was getting a ticket. You understand? I'd have waited.
We can't stop progress.
All the
stock certificates had to go out. Just so you can go to a concert.
No, just kidding. To see Climax.
Well, let me just say, we're working on our 2017 calendar, and I'm sure we will be near you performing somewhere in Texas.
Oh, good. That's what I want to hear. I'm just visiting Texas now because we have a TV station here. I'm from the L.A. area. See.
Oh, okay.
We have a TV station here. Well, we had to take care of some business here, but we had a TV station here for Punch TV. And we're actually putting in our first sales team here. So I'm really excited to be able to do that, to sell local ads here in the Houston, Texas market. So I'm actually here to try to get that done. We're going to get it done. And so that's why I'm here, but I can't wait to get back to California, especially now I know what I'm going to be doing on Friday nights for the next I got a Friday night date coming, so I know what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Friday night. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back. I can't even get the words out. See that? See that, Sharifa? You done made me nervous.
That's my fault?
That's your fault. You know, I always know how to do that, but now I'm nervous. We got Climax on the phone. Because I want to know how you get the name Climax. That's what I want to know when we come back from this commercial break. She already told us how that one song came together. Now I want to know, how do you get Climax? You know, because I got a lot of
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Nabuki, and right now, I'm telling the world I get to speak with Cheryl Cooley. Hey, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm letting them know.
Thank you.
They're going to be mad. They're going to be like, what? I didn't get to call in on that show. I'll let y'all know. I posted it.
Okay. So, you never know who's going to be in the punch bowl. You never know who's going to be in the punch bowl. I be trying to tell people. Sometimes you miss great stuff because you don't show up. You know, sometimes you just got to show up.
That's right.
You show up, everything else will work out okay. But you got to show up. You know, you got to definitely show up.
Yeah.
So now let's ask about the name Climax. Now, I know you don't spell it like the word Climax.
No, it's spelled
with your own spelling.
Right, K L Y M A X X. It means
the
ultimate
the
peak. The ultimate peak of musical excitement.
That is wonderful. Of musical excitement.
That's right.
I like that.
Now, who came up with the name?
Well, actually, the original drummer, Bernadette Cooper, she came up with the name, her and another lady that started the band, Bonnie. And, you know, they just wanted to put a band together of all girls and get out there and show the world that the girls can jam just as hard as the guys can.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Now, let me ask you a question before we get back to the climax. Let me ask you a question.
You just like saying that. I think you're going to work that in to another 5 or 6 times in this conversation. Go ahead. Go ahead and ask your question.
How many original members are still with the group today?
Well, actually, right now, I'm the only original member. But
okay.
We are all equally own the name. So, I mean, there could be 6 different Climax bands.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what are some of the challenges of being in the music business for an all-female group? This is in two parts. And the other part of that question is, if you had to do it all over again, from the start, what would you do different?
Okay. What are the challenges? Well, actually, in the beginning, there wasn't a lot of challenges because we weren't savvy enough to realize that there were challenges. We just had the determination that we wanted to be an all-female band, you know, that was popular, recording records, and, you know, out there showing the world that we can do it, that women can do it. So as far as challenges in the beginning, well, I will say, you know, we did send our package out to different record companies, and we would hear excuses like, well, you know, what if you all become pregnant at the same time? And so they would pass on the idea. but you have to understand, the concept of an all-female band was just nowhere in the industry. It was brand new for an R&B, funk, type of band to be all female. So it really wasn't gravitated. The idea wasn't gravitated really quickly. What happened was I was working in a bank, and my supervisor was a niece to a popular
producer at the time by the name of Johnny Pate, who produced Minnie Riperton, Peebo Bryson. And I was telling her about this all-female band I was in, and I was showing her the pictures, and she said, oh, well, if you give me a demo tape, I'll give it to my uncle and see if he can do something for you. So we went in, and we, you know, we had to write some original material, you know, to show what the band was about, and we gave him a demo tape. And I'm saying this to encourage anybody who's out there trying to pursue their passion. When we gave him the demo tape, he did not like it. However, he happened to have lunch with one of the executives from Solar Records, and he said, oh, you know, I have this demo tape of this all-girl band. They really don't sound that good, but maybe you can do something with it. She heard the tape, and she lost her mind because she thought it sounded great. So, I mean, my point right there is just because one door closes, that doesn't mean the next door won't open.
Right.
She took the demo tape to the president of the company, Dick Griffey. And
Dick Griffey. I knew him.
Okay, we got signed in a matter of months. That's just how on point that they were about the idea of an all-female band. So in the essence of, was it hard? Yes and no. But it happened so quickly for us, we didn't have time to feel all of the pain. Now, the other part, if I could do it all over again, differently, I don't think there was a differently. I don't think there was any other way for it to happen than the way it happened. I think it happened in the perfection that it was. Because remember, at that time, there wasn't a lot of, I don't want to say opportunities, but there just wasn't a lot of commercial concepts of women performing music other than holding a microphone or maybe playing piano. That was it. So for us to be able to get there and play drums, play guitars, play keyboards, play bass, you know, and get up there and do the choreography and jump all over the place, that was a new concept. And for it to be accepted when it was, it could have only happened when it happened, the way it happened.
Right. Okay. Now,
how many instruments do you play?
Well, my primary instrument is guitar, but you know, every once in a while I have to play around with the bass. But I'm basically just to stay on the guitar.
Okay.
Now, Dick Griffey was a little bit ahead of his time too. And I remember having a conversation many years ago with Dick Griffey. And I went to his office there at Solar Records, and I was telling him, I said, listen, hey, you know, you're doing music, and this is great, but we need to transition into television. I was telling him, look, I'm a television guy. I know how to make television work. And he just thought it was the dumbest idea ever.
Oh, wow.
He did. He thought it was the dumbest. I said, listen, the money you're making in music cannot compare to the money that you would make in television. And we can take the music money and take the acts that you have and do movies with all of these acts.
Right.
And now you've got this other money coming in, right, with all of these acts. This is a conversation I literally had with Dick Griffey, and I had it over and over and over and over again. I had it so much until finally he says, listen, I don't know nothing about TV. I don't know why you keep talking to me about TV. I don't even know why I keep meeting with you. He's like,
and look at you now.
I'm just saying, this is literally a true conversation that, I mean, this is literally true. But for music, Dick Griffey was really ahead of his time. And he had a lot of great artists on his label. And he was really, 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 just so you know, we do have a little bit in common there. And he was really progressive for his time, really progressive for his time.
One thing, too, you know, Dick didn't have a lot of artists. But the artists that he had, he was able to spend time and really groom them. So that was one thing that, you know, he didn't fall into with some of the bigger labels. You know, was having, you know, 50, 90 acts. You know, he had, you know, a good handful of acts that he was able to really focus in on.
Yes, he did. He was really, really good. He was really, 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 really prolific for his time. And the reason why I bring that up, because I really hope to one day, sooner or later, to make a movie about Dick Griffey. That's one of my things I really would like to be able to do. You know, because if you don't make that movie, if we don't make that movie, nobody will ever know that story.
Right.
As it relates to Dick Griffey and working with the artists that he worked with, and the I mean, because right now we think of the Solar Building there, we think of Death Row Records. You know, we're not thinking anymore of Dick Griffey and that whole kind of thing like that. So there's a long history that's there that I hope to really make some movies about that and really tell some amazing stories and about that as well. So where do you are you signed to a label now? Would you like to be signed to a label? Would you, or are you independent, or do you prefer being independent, or what's your take now?
Well, luckily I am signed to a label by the name Multi Platinum Record Entertainment, and they have released we have a new single out called For Woman, the number four and the word woman, and it's, of course, a woman's empowerment song. So, I mean, we are putting new music out there. We have a Christmas song, a redone Christmas song, and a new Christmas song out now for the season. So right now we've been doing pretty good as far as distribution and getting our music out there. And, of course, the live shows are, you know, being well attended. So, I mean, things are pretty good as far as, you know, what the label is expecting of us and how we're able to promote our music.
Mm-hmm. Is it different now for you than when you started, like the whole promoting the music, the whole everything? Because I imagine now you probably have to do more now than you did probably before. Or is it the same, or what is it?
No, I mean, of course, the record business, the in record industry, of course, is very different now than it was back in the day. I mean, anybody can be their own record company. I almost want to say sky's the limit if you know how to really work getting your music out to new listeners and stuff like that. I mean, there's endless numbers of radio stations. There's endless number of digital distribution outlets. So if you really know how to work the industry, the digital industry, the online industry, you can really promote your music on your own. Or, you know, you can use a company. I mean, I happen to like using a company better because I want to focus on the music and let somebody else focus in on the distribution of the music. So for that, it works for me. But, of course, the music industry is very different than it was back in the day. I mean, you know, thanks to good old Bill Clinton, who kind of deregulated the CD digital industry for the music industry to, kind of collapse on itself. But, you know, again, as an individual, you know, you can take the initiative and promote your own music.
And that is a choice that you make, because some people are artists and they enjoy the process of being an artist. And some people can do both. It is so difficult, though, because it's only so much time in a day. So it's very, very difficult to do both. But at the same time, being a survivor is like the most important thing no matter what you do. And my God, you guys have survived. I mean, you have survived and are keeping it and keeping it alive. Yeah, you're a survivor.
Do you have any advice for new artists or new groups that are just starting out?
I was just
going to
ask that question. Girl,
yeah,
get out of my head.
I've been dying to know. Like, I'm trying.
I was still going to get to the climax, but to get out of my head.
Well, you see what I deal with all day? I have to deal with this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. You know, you just got to love him and, you know, just his ego, he'll be all right.
Just pat him on the head. He'll be all right.
Oh, he's a great guy. He'll be all right. Or let's see, you know, my advice, first of all, you know, again, if that is your passion, don't let anything deter you from it, because, you know, there are always going to be naysayers out there. Oh, you're not going to do this, or you're not going to make any money, or you're not going to be. So if you have that passion, you have to not listen to the negative talk. Whether it's outside your head or inside your head, you have to not listen to it. You just have to keep moving forward. You know, if it's writing music, write music, write music, write music. Write as much as you can. You know, put it on you know, your digital recording device, whatever it is that you use. If it's playing live, you know, you got to beat that pavement and go out there and, you know, talk to the promoters and get them to believe in what you're doing to book you for their venues. I mean, whether it's music or whether it's painting rocks or whether it's making, you know, clothes, if it's your passion, you can't stop it. You can't let anybody stop you from pursuing that, no matter what they see. If you feel that that's your path, you have to push forward. I mean, there's so many ideas and avenues using the internet that you can promote your music. You just have to really do your homework. I mean, I can't stress enough. You have to do your homework. You have to do your homework. You have to do your homework. Just because you make a song, you think it's a great hit, and all you got to do is release it on CD, baby, and it's going to be a hit, that doesn't work that way. You've got to get out there and promote it yourself. You've got to make people want to listen to it. You've got to write something that the audience wants to hear. And sometimes, as the artist making the recording, we don't know if they're going to like it or not. You just have to take that chance and get out there and see if the audience is going to like it, if the public is going to like it. You know, you can never say you're writing something or recording something and it sounds bad. You don't know. It might sound bad to you, and, you know, you get it out there and the public loves it. You just have to try things. You have to try things. You have to try things. I can't stress that enough. You just have to get out there with all the courage that you have and put your foot out there. It's going to feel like you're naked, but sometimes you just have to take that chance to display your talent to see who is going to, you know, purchase it, who's going to buy it, who's going to support it, who's going to enjoy it. I mean, if you don't want to sell it, that's fine. That's your option. If you just want people to enjoy it by giving it away, fine, then do that. If giving it away means that they're going to come to your live show, then do that. I mean, you know, Joseph, how it's not like back in the day where you had to sell, you know, 500,000 copies to get a gold record, and you know, and your career is, you know, a big success. You know, nowadays, you know, you'd run the risk of people illegally downloading your music. That's just the risk that you're going to have to take. But
That's right.
Put your music out there because somebody is going to buy it. Somebody is going to enjoy it. Somebody is going to tell you, I love your music. Where are you performing?
Right.
Okay, I'm
on
my phone now. It's just so important. You've got to put your talent out there. If that's your passion, follow it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree with you. I know you
mentioned your 2017 schedule, but do you have anything coming up that you can let our audience know?
Not that I know of. I mean, we're not booked for New Year's yet. A hint for anybody out there listening. So we did, you know, our show last Friday. As of now, that's all that we have for the year.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Now, that made me want to throw a New Year's party just for climate.
I was thinking the same thing. Now, you in my head. Like, I was thinking the same thing.
We need a
okay.
New Year's Eve
we
party just for climate.
We need
together. A climate New Year's Eve party.
Hey.
And put it together, you know.
I think we should
but
do that.
I just hate doing parties at the last minute, though, you know, because my things are so phenomenal when I do a party. And, you know, we haven't done a party in a long time, actually.
I know.
We have not thrown a party in a long time. You know, but we need to throw a party. I'm telling you, we just need to throw a party for the sake of throwing a party.
That's right.
You know,
we have a lot to celebrate, though.
We have a lot to celebrate for. I tell you what, at the stockholders meeting, we're going to throw a phenomenal party. That's what we're going to do. We're going to throw a phenomenal, awesome party and I'm going to try to book Climax for the party. I'm going to see if I can make that
call.
Awesome. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm going to need y'all over here.
That's right, sister.
And could you just do that song for me? Do my song for me.
Don't make us pull you up on the stage and sing it with us.
No, no, don't do that now. I'm going to lose all my shareholders. You just... I just
they
got here, honey.
They're
going to
be too excited.
That.
I think they won't be able to keep you off the stage.
Nah.
You're going to have to be trying to get your stage back with Mr. Collins.
No, you don't want to put me on the stage. I'm telling you, I'd be like, oh, man, I'm on the stage? Ooh.
You love the
I'm
stage.
I'm on the stage, and I get the climax.
You love the
Jesus
stage.
Christ.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. No, you don't call me up there, girl. I'm going to take the mic. Ooh, you know how that is. I'm like Michael Jackson with the mic, girl.
That's
I don't
what
know
saying.
The word.
You may not get the mic back.
I don't know the word.
A
I don't
shareholders
know. I just
meeting? Oh, he at shareholders meeting.
Just
he just
singing. Man, I'm looking forward to this shareholders meeting. I'm really looking forward to this shareholders meeting. I'm just going to tell you. I really am, because this is the first time where I can do it and I can come out of it, and it's just going to be awesome coming out of the shareholders meeting. You know, just coming out of there with all that momentum and stuff, it's going to be really, really awesome coming out of that. And I'm really excited about that. I'm telling you. Right now, that you want to become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, if for nothing more than to come to the shareholders meeting, because it's going to be awesome. I mean, if you've never been to a stockholders meeting, it's just something that you have to experience at least once in a lifetime. It's like, what do you got to do at least once in a lifetime? let's ask Cheryl, what are four things? Let's make it five. Let's make it five.
Five?
Four? Five. Let's go.
I'm glad you didn't ask me.
Well, I already know your answer, so I don't have to. Let's ask you, what are five things that you must do at least once in a lifetime?
Do another musical tour around the world.
Okay, that's one. I ain't never going to do another musical tour. They're not going to have me on no musical tour. They're not letting me do music. Okay, I love flying. I'm a pilot. Okay, I got you there.
Okay. Let me see.
So that's two.
I think
that's
I'd
two.
Like to take a submarine ride.
No, I've never done that. I would love to do that too.
Right. Okay, let's see.
That's three.
I'd like to fill a swimming pool of nothing but cash and just jump in it and see what that would feel like.
Nice.
Points for creativity, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I ain't never going to do that. I'm telling you that right now. That did not come out of your CEO's mouth. I ain't never filling no pool with cash. That cash don't go to work.
Because
I think you're going to have people thinking that I'm going to take that $50 million that they invested in that company and fill it up in a swimming pool. So that did not come from your CEO. I'm just telling you, that came from her. I have no...
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. What else?
That was four. But I see the picture, though. I see the picture.
Okay.
I see the picture. Of course, I'd like to have a swimming pool full of cash. $100 bills, and then we're going to take it all to the bank that we own. That's what I want to do.
See? Yeah, exactly. Let's see. What would be the other thing? Because
you know we can go over to – they got a lot of money. They got a lot of money sitting on the other side of Mexico. They ain't got nothing to do with it. They got so much money. They can fill 10 swimming pools with that money. You might not want to spin it though, but I'm just saying they got that money available. Might be a little dangerous to spin.
Okay, so we just need one more.
One more.
Okay, now you might think it's a little odd, but, you know, I would really like to see what the inside of the White House looks like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When I get over there, I'm going to take some pictures for you.
I mean the tourist part of it. I mean all of it.
Right.
No, I'm telling you, Donald Trump getting in there, they're not going to let you in the White House right now. Barack Obama,
no,
you might have a chance. Donald Trump.
No, I wasn't saying no names. I'm just talking about, think about it. It was built so long ago, and it has sustained so many residents. I mean, just to go through there and see what they needed to build to make it sustain that long, and for so many reasons. There's got to be some intricate places up in there.
And you know it burned down at one point, and it had to be completely rebuilt.
Yeah, right.
The White House burned
down,
and it had to be completely rebuilt.
Right. Yeah.
And they say that a lot of Black people helped build that White House.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah,
there
a lot of Black people helped. They say that's what I heard.
Yeah, it's got to have some intricate spots in there. It's got to be some things going on in there that, you know, the public would never know about. I don't mean as far as what happens in there, but I'm just saying the way it's built, the way they have.
I know what you mean.
Even proceed and walk through there. I mean, just think, one part of it is by people that are serving as the government, and then there's another part of it that they never talk about the staff or the help, I hate to call it that, but, you know, just like the people that do the kitchen. I mean, they never talk about those people. And, of course, you know, they have all kinds of parties and meals there, so where do they have to go? There's a lot of intricate parts up in there.
You know, I didn't think about that.
You've given this some thought.
You've really given this a lot more. Again, we're not with Cheryl on this. You know, I just want to go on the tour. I wasn't thinking about going down there where they be doing all that stuff they be
where
doing.
They
I was just thinking about where the help
what?
Is.
I mean,
I wasn't really
too.
Thinking
whether
about.
We know about them or not. I mean, they're important too. Whether we know about them or not, they are very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking about the help. No.
Definitely.
When you see
you
one kitchen,
Oval
you don't
office.
See them all.
You got to go see the Oval Office.
No.
Just think about, you know, the people that do the labor. They are probably more important, and I'm not talking about government, but just think about the teller in the bank. Think of how important that person is before your process deposit even gets to that computer. There are a lot of people, you know, the grocery store cashier. People don't think about those type of people that are so important to make your everyday life be pleasant.
No, I agree with you. I agree with the statement 100%. And it does take all of those people to bring something to life like that. And just like in making a film, it takes a lot of people, really, to make a great film.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people. You wouldn't think about, I mean, the director and the actors get credit, and then usually the actors get all the credit. They talk about Denzel Washington and those kinds of things, but, you know, you need a Roland Emmerich. You need a Francis Ford Coppola. You need you need a Spike Lee. You need Hoodlum Brothers. You need those guys to really articulate the story. So yeah, it's a lot of people that go. So I can imagine even at the White House, there's a lot of people that are unsung heroes.
Right.
That you need. And they don't get replaced either. You know, it ain't like Donald Trump going to go in there and wipe out the whole kitchen staff. That ain't going to happen. They've been not. It's a government job. We ain't leaving. You be gone before we do. We was here when you got here.
And we gonna be here when you leave.
And we gonna be here when you leave.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that's what they, you know what I mean? Hey, man, I'm the help. I clean these windows.
Right.
I've been cleaning these windows for the last 15 years. I done been here. There's been three presidents in here, and I'm still here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
You want to learn how to fix a war, just come out here and clean these windows a little bit, and I'm going to tell you. You know, shoot. I'll tell you all about Iran, all Iraq, and all that over there, you know. That's what they're going to be saying, sure. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
They're going to fix it.
I know.
So this has been a very, very fun show tonight. Very, very fun show tonight.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for being on In the Punch Bowl tonight. We'll give you a whole hour tonight. We just shrill a climax. Wonderful. Now, you guys have your website and all that, things like that. How can people get your music? And I know it's everywhere, whatever, but how can they get your music now?
Well, I invite your listeners to go to climax.com. That's KLYMAXX.com. And our performance calendar is on there. How to buy our music is on there. But, of course, it's on all of the digital distributions like iTunes and Google and all of those, Amazon. You know, just about everything that we've been doing is right there on the website. There's a page there for the discography and the history. There is a link there for our T-shirts as well as the CDs. And, I mean, just there's a wealth of information there. And we're also on social media like Facebook, which is facebook.com/climaxmusic and twitter.com/climax. We're on YouTube also, youtube.com/climaxmusic. And, I mean, just if you go to the Climax website, everything is right there to direct you to all the different sites.
Very nice, very nice. Now, we need to do a fan page for you on Nabuki.
We need
a Climax fan page on Nabuki because we got to get you to Nabuki. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to Climax fan page. I'm going to order the Sharifa, to do a Climax page.
Did he just say order? Well, place your order. Place your order and we'll ring it up at the cash register. You want a Climax fan page? That's going to cost you. Okay. But that's okay. I'll take care of it. I'll make that happen for you so we can get some more.
I'll give you all the content that you need. You know, just let me know. I'll send you all of it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely would love to do that. And if you could stop by and chat on the Dookie, we want to welcome you to the Punch Bowl. Anytime you want to stop by the Punch Bowl, you're definitely welcome. You're definitely welcome. And I'm going to tell you something else that I would like to do. This is just something I would like to do. I don't know if I'm going to get it done, but I would like to do it.
This is just suspense.
I just pulled you up on YouTube. You hear me? I don't know. Can y'all hear that?
We heard it.
Yeah.
But we got to get you in a movie. We got to get you in one of the fun TV movies. So as
awesome.
Soon as we,
what about a show? What about a reality show? No.
I sit in a movie.
Okay, a movie.
Here we go.
I just thought I'd put that on there a little bit just for y'all to hear that. Little.
Happy Friday. This is Friday.
Happy Friday.
And we are having fun.
We're having fun. We're going to thank you so much for being in the Punch Bowl with us. And I know I said that and I was trying to get off and go, but you were just having so much fun. But we got to do a movie. And we got to have you play a part in the movie. I don't know what the movie is going to be. I don't know when we're going to do it. but we got to do a movie, and we got to have you play a part in one of the Punch TV movies, okay? I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to find somebody to do it, and we'd love to have you on that. In the meantime, we're going to work on getting the Climax fan page on Nabuki. We should have that, and I just think that should be done. And we're going to work on that and get it done, and I'm going to ask the Sharifa if she would take care of that at some point in the future. And I want to tell everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com, become a stockholder in Punch TV. We're just such an awesome media company, and you want to be a part of it. It is the IPO, so you want to be a part owner of the IPO and become a stockholder in our company. We want to thank the Sharifa for producing a great show, and we thank our magnificent guests. Go to climaxmusic.com or climax.com, and you can check out what they're doing. Climax.com, and you can check out what she's doing on Climax. And go to punchtvstudios.com, and we're just going to move on. I want to say God bless to everyone listening to the show and to all those who are going to listen in the future. And we're going to say have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday night at 6 p.m.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.